Stand clear.
Peace, y'all. Now you're listening to the Juan Yala Show.
This is Chris Rivers, Dragons Up, and you are rocking with the Juan Yala Show with a chanclet that's going to whip.
Hola, soy Yolanda Vega, and you're watching Platano Man.
That was on time.
That was a good one. And I have my eyes closed.
That was crispy as shit. Yeah. What's going on, bro?
What's up? No, do your intro. You speak like four different languages.
You know, I can't.
You're going to say konnichiwa. You're going to speak Klingon and shit.
You got to be a familiar on every block. You know what I'm saying?
Klingon.
Well, for those tuning in worldwide, I just want to give a big dímelo que lo que sapase. Que bola entonces que konnichiwa año ni ha vive chalón. Wagwan benvindu. Muli shani halo.
Oh my God, he on X Games, man.
Am I missing one?
What up, bitch?
We out here. It's the Juan Yala Show, episode one of the new season. Hey, all right, featuring Emmy-nominated Anthony. All right, Anthony Limoges in the building. All right, producer of the year behind the cameras right now. All right, we got Elliot, a.k.a. Clutch Master.
That's right, dude.
All right, you feel me? Turn the camera around. Point it at yourself.
Come on now, baby!
It is. Come on. It's a lot of editing. There's a lot of cameras we got going on now. And, of course, our amazing guest that we have here that bestowed us with his presence. Beat all odds.
What odds did I beat?
I mean, life.
We are beating the odds. I'm like, shit, you know something I don't know?
It's definitely a very inspiring story of how you came up, grew up, and where you at now. I think it's super dope. I can't wait to touch on that. Ladies and gentlemen, Monroe Martin.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. It's a fast track for your story.
Yeah.
You grew up in foster care.
Grew up in Philly.
Shout out to Philly.
Sixers.
Ooh, Sixers!
And you literally went through the pressures of life and became a diamond and shined on Comedy Central.
Oh, thank you, man.
And you're doing the Tonight Show, and you're on TV, and you're excelling in your craft. And I feel like it's so inspiring for those that are struggling through life and are barely seeing that light at the end of the tunnel to see people like you showing them that it's possible. You know what I mean? You just got to work at it, have a plan, and continue on your goals, you know what I'm saying? Never give up. I think that's really dope.
Yeah, nigga, it didn't feel like that to me. No, I appreciate that. You know, sometimes, like, you know, you do the same thing. Like, you have your medium and stuff like that. But when you're so focused on one thing, you don't think about everything else. So I haven't really thought about any of that shit. I'm just like, I'm here now. I'm in this moment, you know?
Right.
In life. I'm talking about in life. So, like, I forget all that shit. I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah. Some shit was, bro. But shit has been good for a while. Now I'm like, yeah.
Right. Because when you're in it, you don't really, like, dwell on it until, like, you can really, like, reminisce on how you even got to where you're at now. And you're like, wait a minute. That shit's crazy.
But even when you're in it as a kid and going through the foster care system and stuff like that, like, I didn't find out a lot of the things were fucked up until I got older. Until you start talking to people, right? People start talking about beatings and shit.
Right.
They were like, oh, nah, nigga, that's abuse.
That wasn't normal?
Yeah, and you're like, what? So when I got older, when I started doing comedy, that's when I found out, like, the gift that I had by having a fucking fucked up childhood. Because I just thought everybody had fucked up childhoods. You grow up in Philly, in certain areas, you're like, yeah, nigga, I heard what was happening in your house.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean?
And when was it that you realized that you can actually use comedy as therapy and as, like, a healing process?
I would say probably, like, 2013. Maybe even 2012. Comic Keith Robinson. I think everybody knows him. If you don't know Keith Robinson, you definitely should get to know him. He's one of the godfathers of comedy. And he told me, because he wanted to see me perform, because I was, like, young in town, but I was, like, a loud dude, and I'm always, like, I wasn't, like, I'm funny, but I would just be loud, and I'd be snapping on people, and I was, like, I'm gonna see if you're funny. And I did a set. I thought it was funny. he was like, and I'm like, really, what's wrong? And he was like, you ain't talking about shit. And he's like, talk about your life. What the fuck have you been through? And then I was like, oh, you know, I went to foster care. I don't know if people talk about that. He's like, that's what the fuck you need to open up about. He's like, no one knows anything about that world. And I didn't know that people were so like they didn't know shit about the foster care world or anything. So as I'm speaking on it, motherfuckers are learning for the first time.
Right.
You know? So I owe that to him for just showing me that I can use life experiences, fucked up life experiences, as material. And now I'm too comfortable talking with it that I think all that shit is funny. I think all that shit is funny.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Damn, that's really crazy. And it's really cool to see like how far you've gotten and how much more you have to surprise us with. Yeah.
I'm gonna keep doing what the fuck I do because I love this life.
Right.
It, like, we complain and shit, you know what I mean? But like, this is the best life I can have. Like, even like, we're making a fucking podcast.
Right.
Motherfuckers asleep getting ready for work.
That's true.
At a job, they resting up to be well energized for a job they hate. And we fucking here just working on our dreams, working on our crap. So, like, this is the best life I have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's really important.
Yeah.
When you can focus on what you love to do and make money out of it, there's honestly nothing better than that.
Nothing better. Even the downs are fucking better than the downs that I've had in other parts of my life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Because the alternative is what? Working for somebody you hate?
And I am not doing that shit.
Shit manager, hating you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some kind of supervisor trying to hold you back. You feel me?
Dude, you know what I mean? Like, when you have a regular job and you have dreams, those motherfuckers feel like they have to give you shit.
Right.
You ever notice that?
Right.
Like, they feel like they have to know you're still doing that little thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
They try to give you extra hours. You're like, I can't do this. Well, can you do this? Because they don't believe in you because they think you're one of them.
Right.
Right. Like, oh,
why does motherfucker believe in himself?
Right.
You have the same job. A lot of people have that mentality.
How dare you think
you're better than me if we're both at this moment?
Yeah, there's a lot of miserable people out there. I had a supervisor once talk to me because I, quote unquote, was laughing too hard. And it's like, bro, how miserable do you have to be as a human being to honestly pull me aside and say, hey, you're laughing a little too hard. I could be laughing at a fucking meme. I could be having a horrible day. Like, you don't fucking know. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Are you serious right now?
Yo, like, I got reprimanded for being too sociable at work. For being too friendly.
That was me. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You got a friendly face. We done talked all day.
Right.
Yapping up, calling up the line and shit.
Like, these reports, like, nah, they're getting done. Don't worry. They're fine.
I used to work at the Philadelphia Zoo as a ticket scanner dude, and I got fired because I basically just like talked to everybody. Cause you know, this, like, the zoo was empty until like a field trip comes or some cheap parents, you know what I mean? You got like some newspaper cut out the shit. Like, the zoo ain't really that fun. It's only fun with events and like shit like that. So I would, like, most of the time it would be empty, but when it wasn't empty, I would get groups of kids coming through, I'm talking to teachers, I'm asking them what they're excited about, and they wanna go back and forth with me, and the line gets long and clogged up, and they're like, hey, Monroe, we need you to shut the fuck up and keep it moving. Scan them tickets and keep them moving.
Damn, yeah.
I used every job I had, all I did was talk.
You're too engaging.
I was just talking to people. Like,
what are you supposed to do? It's either that or I'm gonna be on my phone all day.
I'm like, dang, it was your job to just give me another position. Don't get mad at me.
Exactly.
Right.
Make me guest relations with somebody.
Right.
Like, be smart.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. They're mad because you're doing the job too effortlessly.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. They want to give you busy work. Because if they don't give you busy work, they feel like they're not overexerting their power because they have a Napoleon complex. Yeah. It trickles down. You know what I'm saying?
The punishment, before I got fired, they made me the security guard at a hot air balloon.
Oh.
There's a hot air balloon at Philadelphia Zoo that only goes up like twice a year because of the wind conditions. Because hot air balloons are fucking fickle.
Okay.
Like, they can't just go up when it's windy because them shit can tilt or whatever.
Have you ever been on a hot air balloon when it tilted?
No, I've never even been on that hot air balloon. That shit didn't look safe. Because as soon as they think it's a dim do this shit, they're like, all right, I think we can take it up. And that shit starts. They're like, bring it back down.
Yeah.
But now I didn't do it. But I would have to be the security guard of the hot air balloon. And I would just sit there and no one comes in that area.
So, huh, you have to make sure that the balloon Did it just fly up?
Or no, I had to make sure that no one jumped in the balloon while it was tethered to the ground. But there was no traffic. It was like the emptiest part of the zoo.
Okay.
So there was no foot traffic. No one wandered over there. So I'd just be by myself and I would go to sleep. And they would see me on the camera asleep.
He's asleep.
Like, hey, we see you sleep. And I'll try to inch my chair like out of the fucking camera.
Out of the frame, out of the frame.
How about now?
So hypothetically, if somebody tried to jump on the balloon,
I wouldn't stop them.
who's planning that escape? We're like, yo, we're gonna take this money. Mm-hmm. We're gonna go to the zoo and hop the fucking high air balloon because I know the security guard's sleeping.
Like who? And if I'm the security guard, if I'm the security guard, if anything, go in. I'm not putting my life on the line. Like I am there for decoration.
Right. Right.
I've had many security. I've never had like a nightclub security guard job. Like you got to grip people up and shit. I'll never do that.
I unfortunately have.
Yeah,
and terrorists.
Yeah,
I've had a lot of crazy scenarios where I've unfortunately got thrown into fights unwillingly. Hey, can you stop dancing on the speaker? Why are you talking about me like that?
See,
and then it's just like one big cartoon dust cloud of fists and legs. And like my walkie-talkie's going off, and I'm getting back up. And
Not me, man. Fuck that. I'm there for decoration. I got the shirt on. I got the little jacket on, and I stand there. And if they keep moving, man, then they figure out the secret.
Yeah. That's true. Security's definitely taken me to a lot of crazy parties, and I've definitely seen things that I can't really see, that's for sure. But yeah, other than that, how was your weekend?
My weekend was great, man.
Yeah?
I chilled. That's it. That's all good. My wife was on vacation.
That's
a good one. We did some spring cleaning. Right. No, we didn't. She was on vacation. She
off
from work. We chilled, we fucking watched movies, made food. Whenever my wife gets time off, she just turns into like a goddamn chef.
Nice.
So I love it.
Word.
So she just was cooking every single day, and I'm just like, yeah, I gotta get like this shit. Like this is what you need to be doing. Not on some fucking, not on some goddamn like, this is,
you know. Not on some stay in the kitchen.
Not on some stay in the kitchen shit.
Oh, I knew this was gonna be a massage.
No,
right.
I don't need her running around working all the time. That shit.
That's the dream, though.
Yeah.
That's the dream. You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't want to make the person you love the most to be going out working.
Yeah.
Period. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, she still got to work just so she can respect me.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, just a little bit.
That's hilarious. Yeah, we went to a bar and we saw the weirdest thing.
What is it?
A man was in the bar with a baby in a stroller.
Was the baby drinking?
You know, I don't know.
What do you mean? Was the baby just sitting here and he's talking to his pals, or was he just drinking and looking at his kid?
He had the stroller and he was kind of just wheeling it around.
Yeah.
And we seen him when we were on our way out. And then the whole time it was just like, I'm thinking to myself, why would this man think to himself, hey, I know I'm with a baby in a stroller.
Babies get bitches.
Let me just... Possibly.
Babies and dogs. He probably couldn't have a dog, but he's like, I got this kid.
This kid, though, might not even be his kid.
Probably. You didn't even look in the...
I didn't even know. It might have been a Fisher Price.
Yeah, it could have been a real baby, but just like a baby next door. Like, you know what I mean? Someone's like, yo, can you watch my kid? He's like, yeah, I know a lot more. I'm going to fucking take my kid out.
Oh, no.
Your kid going to be my wingman.
Right, my wing baby for the night. Mm-hmm. It's just a wing baby. You feel me? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, let me get a shot of Jack Daniels and some apple juice.
Right. You feel me? Exactly. Exactly. You feel me? Yeah. He's the peanuts.
Right.
He's the peanuts of the baby. Shit.
And if you talk to people at bars when they're drunk, it sounds like you're talking to a baby anyway.
You know what I'm saying? So the baby speaks the language.
So he's like, hey, look.
All you gotta do is prop the baby up on the beer pong table, mm-hmm. and I think the baby will be entertained the whole time. I think that's what he was doing. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I helped my little man with his science project.
Little man, you got a kid?
Yeah, he's nine.
You have a 9-year-old.
Yeah,
how old are you?
Person. Yeah.
My motherfucker had a kid. He was like 15?
He's a young. he's a yellow belt in Taekwondo. He's a little fighter like his dad. Oh, you feel me?
Yeah.
I'm very proud of him. Little accolades already. Right. So I got on the phone with him earlier before we started the show. Yeah. And breaking news, Elliot, zoom in real quick. Breaking news, he got first place on his science project. You feel me? Feel me? Not electric, alright? I birthed the fucking Elon Musk. Alright, he put straws on a balloon.
Yeah.
And then he put the straws through a plastic bottle.
Yeah.
And then I hot glue gun wheels on the plastic bottle. So when he blew into the straw and the balloon lit, like inflated, he was like, boom, it propelled the fucking bottle forward. So he had an air car.
So we could probably do that. You know that little machine that people use, the breathalyzer?
The breathalyzer.
Attach that to a car and you just blow your carbon.
That's what I'm saying.
I think we can do that.
And he got first place. Like, look, these other, yo, all these other parents, do better.
Do better. Who are we looking at?
Look at this camera right here.
Do
look at this here. Elliot, all these other parents out here, do better.
Yeah.
You feel me? Reach up to the volcano. I'll put my feet in the volcano.
Damn.
We got first place.
Bro, I think the baking soda and the apple cider vinegar may fuck that up.
You know?
And yeah, like, you may have to fuck
you
that
up. You may have to wrap it up then.
You may have to wrap it up. Yeah.
You're getting it. That's the volcano. What is that? Fucking styrofoam? What is that? Paper mache?
Paper mache.
What? Oh, I'm not
in a plastic box.
You feel me? Man. Fuck out of here.
Fuck that volcano.
That's
fuck
right.
That
volcano piece of shit. But yeah.
That's your kid though. Congrats, your little man.
Congrats.
Thank you. You feel me? My little man's probably watching this video right now like, that's not that deep.
It is that deep.
Will.
That's right.
Because he could have been at the age of nine is a dangerous age. I watched Dexter. He could have been out there fucking killing animals and shit, burying shit, but instead he uses his power for Taekwondo and fucking air cars.
I know, I'm proud of him. I got him taking like Muay Thai and boxing classes on the side.
Muay Thai is hard.
I'm trying to get all that bullying shit out the way early. You feel me? I want him to have that confidence and not deal with the shit that I had to tolerate growing up. Because I went to fucking graphic communication arts on 49th and 9th Ave. And that shit was in 2001, the 7th most dangerous high school in America. Yeah. Right?
School.
Number six. Number six.
They call it the communication, but they
number six beat us that year, which is Martin Luther King High School.
Okay.
Right?
Which is
they had one in Philly.
Yeah, right? I went to Martin Luther King High School.
Yeah. See, I
did my homework. We beat everybody, though.
Yeah. them motherfuckers were throwing chairs out of their windows that year, and one of the chairs hit a pregnant woman.
That's right.
And she died. Yeah. Wow. So, in my school, we were dealing with gangs. We had, like, Bloods, we couldn't wear red. We had Crips, we couldn't wear blue. We had Trinitarios, we couldn't wear green. We had Latin Kings, we couldn't wear yellow. Motherfuckers just had us wear, like, brown, white, fucking white.
Like, UPS workers and shit.
So, basically, yeah. And then I had nothing else to wear, so then I was just a kid wearing fucking Dragon Ball Z t-shirts all the time.
Yeah.
And now here come the bullies and the gang members that now want to pick on the guy who's wearing Dragon Ball Z t-shirts, so now I gotta fucking cut class. So fuck Math B. I'm going down the block to Times Square because there's four arcades down the block. We had Broadway Arcade, we had Barco, we had Mars 2112, and we had, you feel me? And then, I see y'all in music school too.
Yeah.
And then we had, what was the other one? I can't even remember, but we had Virgin Megastore.
Oh, there's also the Arcade of Port Authority.
The Arcade of Port Authority, yes! We used to get down in fucking,
I was giving the hand to Tekken 3.
You go to arcades, and sometimes the bullies are nerds too. And this motherfucker's like, nah, I'm not playing.
Right. Oh, and they had the video games on the bottom floor of the Toys R Us. And that was in Times Square too.
Oh, they did. That's right.
That shit was wild crazy. And it had TRL. So if motherfuckers wanted to go see fucking Limp Bizkit or Korn, flip them off from the second floor of TRL. Niggas would fucking cut social studies or fucking Math B. Because fuck Miss Abner. And then, shout out to Miss Abner. And then motherfuckers would go there and see them. And then fucking cross the street and go to Virgin Megastore and then listen to all the fucking albums on those sweaty, nasty fucking community
30 second previews, by the way.
Before Spotify.
It was crazy,
yo. Yeah, we witnessed buildings falling from our fucking high school, bro.
If you wanted to skip school, you was going like at King, you couldn't go that far. You just either hanging out at somebody's crib or you was hanging out in the park. if you went all the way downtown, because that's where everything was.
Right.
Like, if you wanted to go to arcades and shit, you had to go to, like, West Philly and shit. That was just too much. You might as well stay in school. I'm going to stay in fucking school. But if I lived in New York, I would have definitely been a degenerate. I would have been at the arcade every fucking day.
Because you had the only other alternative from being at the arcade was literally fighting kids all day, fighting assholes at your high school.
Yeah.
It's just like, yo, you know what? Nobody really wanted to tolerate that, you know what I mean, after a while.
I mean, to be honest though, there were assholes in the arcade too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shit was wild. The shit was mad wild back then. It was mad crazy.
It was.
Are you with the same school?
No. Very different school. I went to Catholic school, so I'm the other one.
Look how you fucking turned out.
Yeah.
You in Catholic school too?
Yes, sir.
In New York?
In New York, no, my Catholic school, no. We were selling drugs and like getting stabbed in my Catholic school too. They just didn't have, we just had uniforms. That was kind of just
And you know, I had that creepy music over it.
Yeah, Catholic music, I don't know, man. I know Catholic people have heard the Christian music, so it's just like, yo, like, come on, put some flavor in your
mouth. Let us proclaim
like, what is really going on right now?
Yeah, nah, that bell is so scary.
Right, like some vampire shit is about to come out.
Van Helsing comes out of the
Come with me if you want to play.
You don't hear that anymore.
Yes, you do.
Where? I don't hear that anymore. Any
door above any old Hispanic lady is going to have that tune. But
that was, in some of my homes, I lived with black people, and they had that too. But they were like Christian. They were like evangelical Christian, I guess. Yeah, they wanted to be
Baptist.
Dancing and shit, yeah.
Baptist.
She was crazy. She was mad crazy. But yeah, shout out to my little man and his science project. It's first place. You feel me? I might take him to see a rated R movie this weekend.
Which one?
Doctor Strange comes out.
Not rated R.
Isn't it like a horror movie? It's PG-13.
It's PG-13, yeah. No,
you never seen Doctor Strange the first one?
Yeah, man. I hyped to see the second one.
It's not a horror movie.
I'm going to go see one out of it, Mad Lit, right? Smidak. And then the second one, I'm going to see Sobo, my little man.
That's but you said a horror movie. You was like, isn't it a horror movie?
That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that it's like Marvel's first horror movie. Really? Sam Raimi directed it.
Sam Raimi
Dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I gotta see it. I feel like I've already seen it though. Because if you watch, there's a Doctor Strange thing on Netflix where basically he fucks up the timeline because he wants to go back and like stop his girl from dying, but every time he stops his girl from dying.
The what if?
Yeah, the what if one.
So the what if episode is basically the prequel to Doctor Strange 2.
Yeah.
This all connects.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So you actually saw it in order.
Yeah.
So basically, as far as Doctor Strange 2 goes, it's WandaVision happened, and that's connected to the what if episodes that you saw.
Okay.
And then the Spider-Man movie that just happened, where the multiverse was opening.
Yeah.
Right.
And then all three of those are what connects to Doctor Strange.
Too much the next year.
I mean, it's what it is, though. I mean, what's this guy's name that runs the whole MCU?
Kevin Feige.
Yeah.
He's been setting this shit up for, 15 years now?
Yeah.
Since Iron Man 1 was released?
Or since Hulk?
Which one?
Iron Man 1.
Ed Norton.
Ed Norton, that's my favorite Hulk.
Oh, word?
Yeah, that one went in.
Yeah.
I wish that would have kept going. I don't know why they stopped that, because that one was better than the one Air Banner.
For sure.
Air Banner was super
awesome. That was trash.
Oh, dogs?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah.
And then his dad was a gas or some bullshit?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
It was just too much, but the Ed Norton one was like...
Now, when they fought Harlem, that was dope.
I mean, this shit kind of dope.
That shit was popular. That shit was super popular. Abomination. And then you bring back Abomination in Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
So that means that the Edward Norton movie was canon.
Yeah.
So that they understand that they recast him. So in Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness, why don't they just bring back Edward Norton?
Yeah.
They could do it.
They bring back Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, they could probably
do it. You feel me?
Yeah.
They're probably definitely not going to bring back the War Machine. What's his name?
Terrence Howard.
What was that whole situation?
He wanted more bread. Rightfully so, though.
So they fired him?
Yeah, and then John Cena was like, I'll take the pay cut because he saw the future in it. And then, look, he's getting his own Disney Plus series,
right.
Armor Wars coming out.
Yeah.
And then he's in like 15, 20 movies.
Right. So they pulled the on Viv, basically. Yeah.
They had pulled the on Viv on
it. That's smart of him, though. They'd be like, yeah, this comic book shit bigger than what it is.
Right. You feel me? He's smart. He took the smarter business move. But I mean, hey, Terrence Howard, I'm not mad at him either, because if I have the same amount of screen time as what's Tony Stark, the actor?
Robert Downey Jr.,
then of course I'm going to want to get paid as equally, because at this point, this is some racist shit.
Yeah, that's true.
It is what it is. I'm definitely looking forward to Doctor Strange 3. That's going to be crazy. Fantastic Four lost their director.
Wait, because which one? Like, they're remaking the one with Michael B. Jordan?
No, that's a completely different.
So they're rebooting it. Oh, okay.
For the fifth time.
For the fifth time. Oh, because there was three of them, and then the one, yeah.
I like the one with the Silver Surfer, I'm not going to lie. It's a guilty pleasure.
Nah, that one was fine. That one wasn't bad. It was campy, but it was the fun type of campy. It reminded me of like how Flash is, you know, like the feeling you get when you watch the Flash.
Yeah.
Like, do you like that one?
You talking about the TV show?
Yeah.
I see some episodes. Yeah, it's dope. It's campy. Yeah.
And that's what that Fantastic Four was. It was campy. It made you feel good, and it was like, yeah, I'm watching superhero movies, but. Yeah.
Right. Bright blue outfit.
Everything don't gotta be dark. Everything don't gotta be this grim fucking
leather X-Men outfits.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I feel like they're gonna do that. Cause everybody's been begging for it, and then they're gonna overdo it, and then everybody's gonna be this emo, gothic type superhero.
Really? I feel like they're going in the opposite direction. From what I noticed, Marvel is actually starting to not be as shy as they used to be when it came to showcasing their characters. I think they're actually going towards a direction of more comic book accurate.
I'm talking about comic book movies in general. Mm-hmm. I think Tiki, what's the dude's name? Tiki?
Oh, Taika Waititi.
I think the reason that these movies kind of got more humor is because of him.
Absolutely.
They let him
go wild, and then they were like, holy shit, can we bring that? How can we incorporate that into our movies?
He's unstoppable. Man. He's in a throuple with Tessa Thompson and Rita Ora.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's pictures of all three of them making out on a balcony, like TMZ posted and everything.
Right, all on Front Street. So, yeah.
So when she has more screen time than you Thor movie.
Yeah. Cause I think that was Guardians of the Galaxy was dope. Then Thor was dope, and that kind of made Ragnarok. Yeah, and kind of made everybody was like, alright, we need to get our shit together. Cause the first Captain America was booty.
It was a character development.
You can develop a character quicker than that.
That's true. And I wanted to see Wolverine because he fought in the war with him too, so he should have had a cameo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what they left.
Yo,
out.
I can't wait for Doctor Strange to bring the X-Men into the MCU.
Yo, work.
Guys
gonna
have
a new
Professor X.
Okay.
Yeah.
But here's the crazy theory that they have about Professor X.
Go ahead.
That it's not the Professor X from the X-Men movie, because we're dealing with the multiverse, so it's different characters from different dimensions.
Yeah.
There's a theory that the Professor X that we're getting is the Professor X from the X-Men cartoon universe, because when they zoom in,
you're gonna see him just in a cartoon, he's gonna be digitized.
No, it's gonna be real Patrick Stewart.
Oh,
but he's playing that Professor X.
Oh, okay,
that was from the cartoon from that storyline because they said that his wheelchair looked yellow,
yeah,
and no other Professor X's wheelchairs look yellow except the one from the cartoon.
Okay,
but I thought his wheelchair was just like a hover drone.
It was like always like silver or something.
Yeah.
Right. No, it was always like wheels with the X on the wheels.
Right.
But he did have a hover joint. He had a hover joint in Days of Future Past, I think. They gave him a hover joint.
Right.
But that was the only time you ever saw the hover joint. Because he didn't even have any logo.
Yeah, so he can make himself float. Why not just make yourself walk and you can make yourself float?
Right.
That's true.
He's lazy.
He's lazy.
Right,
right. He just be
staying sitting
all the time.
If he can lift shit up and move shit with his mind, but he's like,
he chooses not to. He's like,
one foot, that motherfucker lazy.
He's like Yoda.
Yeah.
He's like Yoda.
He's lazy as shit. Yoda's just like, let me get in your back real quick.
Right. When he could be back flipping the whole time.
Yeah.
The whole time.
We saw how he used to be.
Yeah.
Why he fretting? Like, on fucking Luke's back.
Flip around and I'm a carry.
Right.
Yeah, that's a lesson, right? Some geniuses are lazy as fuck, and they use other people.
Wow.
That's what makes them smart.
That's what makes them smart, is that they know how to use people.
I like that.
Look at that. Yoda's trying to teach us something the whole time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Use others.
Yeah.
Use others.
It'll be. Yeah, it'll be that.
Yo, that's hilarious. So yeah, the director of Fantastic Four is going to be John Watts, who directed Spider-Man, the latest one.
Okay.
And he's already good at directing three superhero characters, well, four, because they had three Spider-Man plus Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
So he's excellent when it came to giving direction to four different superheroes at the same time fighting multiple villains. So it would have been excellent to see him in that role of giving direction to what could have been a cool Fantastic Four team, whoever they were going to recast or whatever the case may be. But as we know, what we're familiar with is that Fantastic Four have a horrible track record when it comes to releasing movies. Unfortunately, other movies haven't been top tier at all. Yeah. Not even mid, to say the least. Silver Surfer 1 did have some good qualities of it, but just like the Eric Banner one, when it came to the final boss, they turned him into gas.
Yeah.
That's what they did with Galactus 2, which is super weird. I don't know why it was a reoccurring thing for Marvel to just fumble the bag when it came to epic
villains. Is it cheaper?
That's what it
might be.
Cheaper to do it, listen, we already used all our budget on that goddamn board.
Because who would you have to play Galactus? It would have to be somebody epic.
Yeah.
It would have to be like, say, hot take. Cool. I would like to see Morgan Freeman.
Oh, just a Morgan Freeman.
He's got the voice of God.
That's right.
You know? Like, he's the voice of
I
put it out there in the universe.
I don't know.
You'll do it.
I can see it.
Right.
I can see it.
That planet looks delicious. Yeah. I don't know. That's a horrible Morgan Freeman.
But terrible.
I thought that was for a drummer. I was like, who the fuck is that?
I might consider eating that planet. I don't know, I'll work on it, I'll double back. But who would y'all like to see playing Galactus? Because this is a major
role. I haven't even thought about it.
I haven't thought about
Galactus. Who you know?
Viola Davis.
Oh, fine. We're going, and then I'm going to choose, what's her? Octavia Spencer. There we go.
I like that. As Galactus? No, that's fine.
Octavia Spencer as Galactus.
Yeah.
If we go on that route, why not Oprah?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll eat this planet. I'll eat that planet. I'll eat this planet. Hell yeah.
All the planets.
I'm eating all the planets. Hell yeah. What? You know what I'm saying?
Now that's over for the MCU. It's a wrap.
Yeah. Because it gotta be somebody crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Something I've never thought about before.
Yeah. You know, because they can't just put anybody as that role.
No, they can't.
What about Bryan Cranston?
I can work.
You know what? I don't ever remember Bryan Cranston's voice unless it's his Walter White's voice.
Right.
And that's like, I don't know his other...
Right. You remember his Malcolm in the Middle voice?
No.
Not me neither.
Yeah.
Same voice.
What? Nah, Walter White?
Without saying, I am the danger.
Nah, you know, it's way more raspy.
Nah, he's so raspy. Yeah, I can't even...
I am the danger.
I'm not thinking about this shit.
Right.
Like, how does he sound?
I got a video of how he sounds. Because I seen him the other day.
You met him?
No. I saw him when he was scanning his ticket to come into my theater where I was hosting at. So, like a creep, I put my camera up and I filmed him walking in. Because I couldn't ask for a selfie because it'd just be unprofessional.
Well, you could ask for a selfie.
I mean, it's time and place.
It's more creepy to be like...
No, it was definitely creepy the way I did it.
He got fired for smiling too much or something.
Yeah.
You know, because I got the crowd too hyped when I was telling everybody to put their mask on and shit.
COVID safety speech, I just want y'all to give a round of applause.
It's a beautiful crowd. Give yourselves a round of applause. And then the stage manager was like, "Hey, you can't upstage the actors. You can't get the crowd too hyped." And they fucking took me off the schedule for that theater, yo. And I'm like, "Yo, the nigga was not playing. He's a super hater."
Oh, that was crazy. You want the person to get them hyped.
You know what?
So they can just come out and just be like, "Thank you."
You feel me?
Your person's stupid. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah.
Yo, you know what you should do?
You
should
make no sense.
Right. That makes no sense.
They want to
get his voice. Get his voice.
He's gonna say thank you. There's not Galactus, you're right.
Damn right.
Thank you. He said, thank you.
Exactly, he's the planet. Yeah. It sounds like Commissioner Gordon. I know Thank DC, you. But you know.
Yo, he would make a dope commission.
Yo, the old Batman. Batman?
Oh.
Nah.
Old Batman?
Ooh, like for Batman Beyond?
Like the Batman into the Batman voice. Nah, I'm thinking Jeffrey Wright.
You know, he did play the commissioner in the newer.
Hey, no, don't remind me. That movie was so fucking. I did not like
it. You didn't like it?
I didn't like it because I was like, we already had a dark Batman. We had three.
That's true.
Give me something.
You wanted more shark repellent Batman?
I want Batman Beyond at this point.
Yes.
If you're going with the younger Batman, because he was the youngest.
Right.
He's the youngest actor to play Batman. If you're going for the younger Batman, give me Batman Beyond. Give us an older, another older Batman. You can use whoever you want in that chair who's being his guiding light and teaching him how to do his job, but. We should have got Batman Beyond at this point.
And at this point, we actually aged to the point where we can actually have Michael Keaton play the older Bruce Wayne in real time.
We could, yes.
Like, what,
and
what,
that would be a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Like, what's taking so long for them to just throw that one out there? That would have been dope for Robert Pattinson to do.
Yeah. That's John Favreau directed it, who did Iron Man.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's basically Iron Man with a Batman suit.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what I'm saying?
That should have been fucking
up.
Yeah. So, all right, so basically,
are you talking about Fantastic Four?
Yeah, so getting back to it, John Watts is out as a director.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay, who would you like to see direct the new Fantastic Four movie, or do you think Marvel just has an overall problem when it comes to directors in general, or picking them or bossing them around?
I don't know what the hell Marvel got a problem with.
What do you think made John Watts quit? Because he quit doing it, and he just made an amazing movie.
But didn't everybody who quit the first time? Didn't someone quit the one that was the one that Michael B. Jordan and all them were in, and then somebody else had to finish the movie?
Right.
I think that was Fox, though, wasn't it? Or no?
Who?
Right, that was Fox.
That was Fox. Yeah.
I thought that was Sony. No, not Sony. I thought that was Sony.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it was Sony.
Yeah, Sony. It was Sony. And unfortunately, I think they got plagued with the same situation again.
Yeah.
I think what happened here is that John Watts they gave him the script.
Yeah.
And he was like, y'all fumbled it again.
Yeah.
I'm not directing this. It's a hot mess. They passed him a hot mess.
Yeah.
Maybe he saw the casting.
Okay.
Maybe the casting was really bad.
Yeah.
Who would be the worst casting for the Fantastic Four? Because I'm assuming that's who John Watts
me? On his paper. And he played the Human Torch.
<That's right. laughs> Oh, we're on the stretch. You're going to the bathroom
quick. Yo! I mean, that's why he did have the baddest take.
That is true.
Yeah, that's true.
And you think she was sticking around
for his money?
Nah.
She's like, yo, you're going to make things stretch, huh?
That's true. Yeah. Until she had Namor swimming in it.
Wait, what?
In the comic books, Namor bags her, and she cheats on Mr. Fantastic with Namor. Yeah.
Oh,
and fun fact, I think they're introducing both Mr. Fantastic and Namor in this new Doctor Strange movie.
Okay.
So that might be a plot that we might see in this future.
But they ain't gonna fuck. You think they're gonna...
Hey, listen, Marvel's been doing some crazy stuff lately. The Moon Knight show that's been out right now.
I haven't watched it.
Amazing.
It's amazing?
Yeah.
And it has some scary elements to it that I've been like in my seat like, oh shit, Marvel could do horror.
Okay.
So I'm anticipating some crazy shit.
I mean,
shit
it makes sense that they could do horror because all they're doing is just hiring the directors and the writers who do that and then just put in comic book elements. Because I think that's what we started to, that's why we got better comic book movies because they were like, let's go with the structure that works and then throw in the comic book element to give people storylines that they can follow along with and find actors who are actually good at like bringing these emotions across and stuff like that. I think the quality of the movies got better because the quality of the writing got better and the quality of the acting got better. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, they were just cash grabs. They're going to get back to being cash grabs. Everybody's doing them to the point where it's just going to be like, I think it's going to go back to being trash.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, if you did a superhero movie, it's because probably nothing else was on your calendar for the next couple of months.
So you think the bare bones script is just like a Michael Bay script with helicopter explosions and shit, and then they kind of just paint over it with flight instead of helicopters and masks.
Absolutely.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. I see that happening. That's true. I mean, if that's the case, who I would love to see replace John Watts as director for Fantastic Four is what about the guy that directed Incredibles? He literally did a great Fantastic Four movie without mm-hmm. being a Fantastic Four movie.
That is true. That is a fact. That's a fucking fact.
Thank you. The Juan Yala.
Yeah, I'm watching. I'm like, yeah, that was just a Fantastic Four. It was great. Yeah. Both of them were great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Incredibles.
And it's, that's hard to do. The sequel was pretty damn good.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
To do a sequel and then have the sequel also have shorts.
Yes, and the shorts are
you know what I mean? The shorts are fire. Yeah. So.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And then the Fantastic Four, they have Franklin Richards, mm-hmm. which is their son.
Yeah.
And to see what they can do with their son would be amazing. Because their son is, hot take, the most powerful Marvel character in the whole Marvel universe, Franklin Richards, because he could create what looks like bubbles coming out of his hands, but it's pocket universes that he can create.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
But what good is that? I mean, he's going to make a universe and then what?
He can just destroy the one that we're in now. And then let inside
of it. Oh, so we're like, all right, I got a science project. Y'all look at number one now.
How long does it take him to make a universe?
I think it's like instant. Like
it's instant?
Yeah.
And this universe got water and all that shit?
Everything. It's a whole universe. That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
That's cheating.
That's cheating. Like, I'm trying to be safe.
What is his weakness?
Yeah.
You know, I guess he's just young and naive. I think at one point there's a whole storyline where Dr. Doom kidnaps him, right? And then all the Marvel superheroes have to team up, and then it's a whole nother giant Marvel event.
Yeah.
Where they all have to go and fight Doom and shit to get Franklin Richards back. Some crazy, crazy shit. Yeah.
I don't know. So his weakness is that he's weak? Not his weakness.
I guess.
But you know, Captain America, the downside of Captain America was he outlived all his friends.
Right, same as Logan.
Logan, you know what I mean? Like, there's always a downside. Like, Iron Man is rich, but he creates weapons that also destroy the enemy team.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? But what the fuck is this dude's power? Is this, I'm this young and dumb?
I'm just a baby.
Oh, what's this?
Similar.
It's too perfect. Yeah, he's too perfect. I don't know. I don't want to see him. I want somebody with flaws.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, Batman didn't have a flaw, right?
Batman. Monsters and the Joker and shit, but on a daily basis, he's beating up regular niggas.
Regular niggas.
Right.
By an eighth.
Yeah,
regular niggas. By an eighth.
Like, if you see the new movie, he had no, there was so much crime going on in that city,
right?
Where he decides that he's gonna be on the train, he's like, I'm gonna pick this one.
Right.
So much other crime going on. Yo, we need, like, you got money, we need you fighting the corporate criminals.
Right. Right.
Oh, you have the turnstile?
Yeah! He got all that money and he don't stop no corporate crime from happening.
It's
but
crazy.
He on the street every fucking day getting in his cardio.
He's a billionaire.
That's all he's doing is getting in the workout. He's fucking
he's the one profiting.
Yes.
To a corporate crime.
Yeah. All he's doing is he's putting his, you know how you take classes, you take taekwondo and all that shit. And then if you don't spar with people, you know, sometimes you got the energy. I wish a motherfucker would. That's all he's doing.
Yeah. But he's actually living it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Dude. I always have questions about Batman. It's like, who built the Batcave and kept their mouth shut?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who's the fucking contractor? It's like, yeah, we're going to put some Batmobile up here, and I think we're going to have it up here. We're going to have the bat fly in through here. How do you keep your mouth shut?
It's the same person that stitches together all the costumes that we just don't question. Because who's there sewing
that's true.
And knitting all these goddamn motherfucking costumes?
Yeah, because Alfred got fucking... He got
right.
He got right. definitely not Lucha.
Right.
In the Fantastic Four, there was a character for that, right?
Incredibles.
Incredibles.
Yeah, Batman got a lot of holes in it. We're like, who's doing the Batman Bill maintenance? So he's that smart where he knows how to fix his car.
Right.
With bruised ribs and a broken nose and all the other injuries he has, he could heal himself somehow. This motherfucker be getting slammed around.
Right.
You got kicked in the ribs before. I've been kicked in the ribs. This shit hurts for days.
Yes.
Yeah. And this motherfucker get up and go right back at
you. You feel that shit tomorrow and yesterday.
Yeah.
That shit is not a joke.
It's the power of money.
Then he just probably got home with a dog's money on himself.
He's probably like bathed in aloe. He's just straight up just aloe. Just, they just peel all the leaves for him.
I can see if he had that Lazarus pit or that pit from like...
That's what I think it is. I don't think it's the Lazarus pit.
The Lazarus pit
and cocoa butter.
I think it's...
It's just that aloe.
But the Lazarus pit is where God's not doing this. He gotta go all the way to the mountain.
Right.
For the Lazarus pit.
Yeah.
That's far.
Unless it's the pit that they use in Wanted. Remember Wanted?
Yes.
Wanted?
Yeah, with the bullet.
With the curving bullet?
Yeah.
Not the main actor, Avery's still alive.
Right,
that's true.
What's his name, McCoy?
James McAvoy.
He just went to be Professor X.
Right, that's true.
He's like, I'm gonna sit down.
We got Mad Diesel too for that M. Night Shyamalan movie that flopped.
Oh, Glass or White Glass?
That's like the last one wasn't bad.
But then nobody gave it a good reviews. Because he's
talking about the last one. That shit was okay.
Yeah, I didn't
see that. That shit was alright.
The last one, right?
The last one was alright.
No, that's the split part two. Because Unbreakable
Glass is the one where he fights the
Glass.
Glass sets it up.
Right.
And he gets them to fight each other. But then all of them die because Invincible, the guy who's Invincible, he drowns. Glass fucking gets on broken.
Right.
And then the other dude gets shot up.
That's crazy.
But it was bigger than that. It was supposed to be this, it was all surveillance. It was all being recorded.
That's right.
Like, hey, they're making people fucking superheroes and shit. I think that was the wrap up.
So it was connected to Signs at the end of the day?
No, it wasn't connected to Signs. I think it was just his own thing. If anything,
he's just trying to form his own universe.
Yeah,
he did form his own universe.
Yeah, the Shyamalan universe.
Yeah, but it was those three movies that were the only ones. Well, all of them were connected because they're in Philly.
Oh.
All the movies take place in Philadelphia. You know that?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Every M. Night Shyamalan movie takes place in Philadelphia or PA. The Happenings, PA. Sizes in PA. What else you got in PA? The joint with the devil. You know what I'm talking about? No, the one in the one with the elevator and the people start dying in the elevator thing. It's called Evil.
Okay.
Then you got you got Unbreakable and all that shit. There's all in Philly. So that's his universe.
Oh.
No, fuck the Village. That was him?
Yo, yeah.
Did it probably be a Philly?
Oh, that one was crazy.
Yeah.
So basically, the point of the visitors is this mom who barely has communication with her parents, right? She hasn't talked to them in years, but wants to rekindle their relationship. So she wants to send her kids to go hang out with their grandparents.
Yeah, when that comes, you guys can come. So I want to rekindle my relationship. Take my offspring.
Exactly, right. That weird. So then she's like, all right, yeah, go hang out with your grandparents, get to know them, blah, 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 blah. Because even though we don't talk that much, I want you guys to grow up with them or whatever the case may be. So she sends them off to the grandparents. And as the kids are there with the grandparents start acting a little weird, right? And they're like, hey, grandparents are a little weird. Yeah. And then the kids get on FaceTime with the mom while they're there, like a couple days in or whatever, after they settle in and shit. And they're like, hey, grandparents are acting a little weird. And then the mom sees the grandparents on the FaceTime right behind them. And then she goes, That's not your grandparents.
I've seen that one. But I think the wrap-up was kind of blind. I've seen that one, yeah.
How does that movie end? Fuck. I just thought that there was an intense oven scene.
Yeah.
Where the grandma was telling the little girl to get in the oven.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, you can get all the way inside.
Yeah.
Just get in deeper. And that shit was intense.
It was on like some Hansel and Gretel shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Yeah. And then the grandma at night would get naked and then just start like scratching up the doors and shit.
I definitely seen that shit. Wow. I don't remember how it ended, but I know I was like, that's it? Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Wait, you're making it sound. That movie sounds fucking lit.
It's crazy. The movie itself is crazy, but the ending maybe. Shyamalan, most likely.
I mean, that's true. Because the ending goes, what ended in the village?
Well, I like M. Night Shyamalan. I think that, like, it's a dialogue. The dialogue is so spread out and so slow.
Right.
In all of his movies, even on Earth, the John Will Smith.
That shit was so slow.
You know what? Yeah. It did have good parts, though.
Yeah.
All people hate on
had good parts. Yeah.
Nerds just be angry. Nerds ruin shit.
Yeah. I think he makes solid movies. They just don't get like these big blockbuster releases.
Right.
What his problem is, you're right, there's some good parts, he just doesn't know how to finish.
Yeah.
Right.
Because the devil, it was Bokeem Woodbine. He was like one of the, you know, fucking off dark skin dude.
He's in that Star Show. Oh my God, Black Mafia fan.
Yeah. He was in that, he was great. And so he gets like great actors to be in his movies and stuff like that. I don't know why they don't just fucking become box office hits.
He's got that reputation of making high movies.
Yeah.
It's weird, yeah.
And Signs was just as slow. Sixth Sense and Slimes are the same pace.
Right.
All his movies are the same pace.
So let me ask you this. If we were to get M. Night Shyamalan to direct that MCU movie, what would it be? What comic book character could you see in an M. Night Shyamalan style type movie?
That's a good question.
That's a good ass question.
Because Ghost Rider, that would be interesting.
Nah, Ghost Rider too fast paced.
I feel like WandaVision low-key was a whole M. Night Shyamalan type of vibe.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you liked it.
WandaVision?
Yeah.
Loved it. Because Vision with white people
fighting? Even the first couple episodes?
The first time come
it
comes
up, oh my God.
Yeah,
it dragged. Yeah.
Yo.
No, but you know what?
That's because y'all have patience.
Nah.
Because y'all wouldn't have patience for anything else.
I didn't make it past the first three episodes.
Yeah, I'm like, nah.
I'm like, this gotta get better.
I was like, something gotta happen, and I stopped watching it, and just let it pile up, and then we started skipping stuff. We would watch an episode, and then my wife was like, and then we skip to the next one until it started getting intense. Because we were like, what the fuck is all this for? And the episodes were really only like 19 minutes.
Yeah, they were super short. And the credits were longer than the episodes.
The credits were like fucking 15 minutes.
Yeah.
They put everybody, the nanny.
They made sure everybody got their credits.
The driver, right.
That's crazy.
Word.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Have you seen Moon Knight?
No, I haven't seen Moon Knight, but you would have to pick like a character that's not really action packed,
right?
And someone that's more cerebral and shit like that. Mm-hmm. You know? I don't know. Actually, I take that back. I would have loved to see him. I think he could have directed a Daredevil. I think M. Night Shyamalan could have did a Daredevil.
You think so? I think it's too action packed.
Nah, Daredevil. I feel like, well, not the show. You're talking about the show.
Yeah.
You remember the movie with Bulldog?
Ben Affleck.
That shit was slow.
They tried to race that Affleck,
but that movie was slow.
Okay.
He did it.
What do you think he did a Mephisto movie?
Huh?
Mephisto movie. Yeah, I can see that.
He's like the devil.
Yeah, you gotta give him like some along some evil shit.
Yeah.
It's a specialty. He's good at like that.
Right. Do you think we'll see him in the MCU? M. Night Shyamalan, like directing something?
Yeah, why not?
You know.
It's probably in his hands to say no. He's probably been offered. He's one of the top directors in Hollywood. So even if his movies, even if you don't like his movies, he still makes a movie every year.
I got one for you.
Okay.
I could see Michael Bay directing.
Transformers movie.
He can do a dope Deadpool. Because Deadpool's all explosions and guns.
Super dope, but I just don't see him ever.
It could be like a Bad Boys movie, but Deadpool and Cable. That's it.
That was super.
I would rather this be a Cable movie. What's that Bishop movie?
Cable and Bishop.
Cable and Bishop.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like Bad Boys.
Yeah.
But painted over like Cable and Bishop.
Right.
reading script, them yelling and laughing at rats fucking, right? You feel me? But it'd just be them, Cable and Bishop.
Yeah.
Directed by fucking Michael Bay.
I don't think
you would dress and shit and a big ass gun.
Fuck it, I gotta get muscles up though.
You feel me?
Yeah.
At least 6'4", 6'5"?
Yeah.
Yeah, 6'5". But you know, the adult Bishop, the dude who plays Jerome in, what's it called? In, what's the FX show that I love? Fucking.
Snowfall.
Oh, the dude who plays Jerome? Nephew? He's definitely killing him. Bishop.
I can totally see that. Yeah, they definitely need a Bishop in the MCU. They need a lot. They need to recast the whole
X-Men. They did a Bishop, but
Right. Days of Future Past.
It was Days of Future Past, but he was also too skinny. Bishop was a jackass dude,
And you gotta hear country music in the background every time he comes on screen like in the cartoon.
Yeah.
You feel me? I don't know why they did that, but every time they introduced him in the cartoon, we always hear that little like twang of like country music in the background. I was like, why did they do that?
I don't know.
It's so weird.
Maybe the key that he's a cowboy, because he's kind of like me, he is a cowboy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah.
But then if he wore a cowboy hat now, he'd just probably look a little cool. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. He definitely looked like some MAGA ass.
Yeah.
They should put Future. Cast Future with his Future hat
as Bishop.
As fucking Bishop. Sensational. You feel me? That's what they need to do.
Fucking the bigger than that.
Have Amigos in the Fantastic Four shit. There you go.
I think that's what happens. You're gonna have, come on, you already have like Donald Glover and fucking Spider-Man. You're gonna have Amigos. You
know? Nah, absolutely. Yeah. I can see Amigos being
that. I asked him, I pressed him. Yeah. I was like, yo, you gonna be the Prowler?
Yeah.
And he was like,
Yeah.
So, as a side hustle, I COVID test celebrities from filming TV. And one of my patients so happened to be Donald Glover. Don't tell HIPAA, all
right?
So basically, as I'm COVID testing him, and I'm literally inside that nigga. Pause.
Yeah.
I had to try to
hold the camera.
I said,
yeah. There was never a better time for a pause.
Right. Right. Like, yeah, you could have like, I'm administering the test. You were out all up in that motherfucker. I was gonna stand out.
Exactly.
Damn, son.
So as I was elbows deep, I go, this is the moment when I can ask anything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I use that as my elevator pitch every time, because I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
So then I go, yo, you gonna be the Prowler in the next Spider-Man movie? And he was like, yo, what's up to Sony? I don't know. and then he goes, but we're still in talks.
Yeah.
And then I go, oh, okay, what's up with you and L. Varner? And then I switch nostrils and shit, because that was what is with my homegirls.
Yeah.
To school together, and it so happens that he used to be her RA.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to A&R situation over here, you know what I'm saying? Finesse myself a little Grammy and a little plaque on the side for executive producing something where I have the ability to put them both together in a collaborative way. It's like, why not? He said, hey, tell her to reach out to me, right? And then what did me and Ant do a week and a half ago? We filmed a concert for Elle, right? And then we pressed Elle and said, hey, we talked to Donald Glover about you. And she goes, oh, I think he's scared of me. And then what does he tweet? A couple days later, I think I'm scared of black women.
Oh.
It was the weirdest thing.
So he came up with the questions and the answers.
Right.
What the fuck?
Exactly.
So ain't nobody even asked him to do it.
Right.
I'm like, yo, why are you having a Carlton moment right now by yourself?
Yeah, I don't get it. What?
Or.
But he might be the Prowler because this motherfucker just went bald. I don't know if you saw his interview, and it's just like, he looks like he's trying to look like the Prowler.
He probably is gonna do it.
You feel me?
It makes no sense if he's already Spider-Man's nephew. I mean, uncle and John. And when he was in the movie, we talked about it. That's an Easter egg.
Exactly.
And they gotta deliver on Easter eggs.
They have to
fucking deliver on Easter eggs.
And not for nothing, he doesn't even necessarily have to get too diesel because Tom Holland isn't a big person, period. So he's already bigger than Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Tom Holland's ripped, though.
Yeah. He's diesel in his own way.
Yeah. But I think he's taller than him anyway.
They probably the same height.
Okay, maybe Dolly Glover got to do a couple bench presses.
Yeah.
You know, if he's going to be a villain.
Yeah.
But who would they have for a great situation?
But who would they have to play Miles Morales in? Because you can't have a Prowler without Miles Morales.
You know what?
Prowler is that version of Spider-Man.
That guy from The Shy is pretty cool. I can't remember that actor's name.
Which one? The one that did, he
got the attention of everybody when he did this like animation of him transforming into...
Oh yeah, but can he act though?
This is very true, but he's the perfect iteration
look-wise of Miles
Morales. You know what I'm talking about?
He did
like an animation of Ben 10 and himself.
Okay.
And then it was like an animation of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It ended as Miles Morales and it was like, oh, it's the perfect guy for it.
From the latest Batman, who's in the opening scene when Batman is...
I know what you're talking about.
That kid, he looks good. He could be Miles Morales.
All right, my pick for Miles Morales is...
I got two picks. Is either him or Shanique? The dude is okay. From Wu-Tang Saga.
What about the kid from Detective Pikachu?
I can see that.
Yeah, he does.
The other kid already in the Marvel movies and shit, right? No, what the fuck was he in? He was in the Titan series.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. He will make a great Miles Morales.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
He would. Yeah,
he'll make a great Miles Morales.
Damn.
Yeah. I thought they were positioning him to make him the new Robin now. It's not the new Robin in the Titan movie. The Titan show.
They canceled it, right? No.
Yeah, I think so. That shit was kind of dope.
They canceled Batwoman.
Yeah,
so nobody watched that.
Titans and Batwoman are two different things. Like, Titans is on HBO. That shit go in.
Yeah?
That shit. You never watched it?
I overlooked it. I don't know.
You overlooked that shit. I'm
sorry. Oh, the Teen Titans?
The Teen Titans on HBO?
But the real life Teen Titans, right?
Yeah. The live action.
I know the actress that plays Starfire, she was on that 24 remake, and she did an excellent job there.
24, the joint where Kiefer Sutherland?
They remade it with a black couple.
Yeah.
And I think it got canceled after like three episodes, but it was really good.
It was really short though, yeah. I remember it was on Netflix or somewhere on the internet.
Definitely gotta check out Titans.
Check out Titans.
Okay.
Titans. That shit going.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that shit going.
Okay. Word.
Titans going.
Titans. All right. Yeah. HBO Max with the check.
Yeah.
And so Batwoman didn't make it. Arrow got canceled. All the DC shows. The scene.
Arrow was great until everybody got powers.
Okay.
You ever watch Arrow?
No.
Arrow season 1 through 4 was amazing.
And then after that,
everybody started getting powers and shit.
Oh,
so they have to introduce like the yellow canary. Usually in shows like that, they're not going to introduce a character from the outside. They're going to do it from the inside. So
right.
Like this person over time developed into this person.
Got it.
And it started getting corny and really like cheesy. Right. But in the beginning, that shit was dark.
Right.
Oh, that's what's up. Okay.
That's dope. Because they didn't have to do the Sci-Fi Channel type of effects.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. It's something about Sci-Fi Channel movies that the effects are just bad on purpose, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
But then I get that vibe too when CW tries to do that.
Yeah.
Like,
they
tried to do it with Smallville and shit. And it was just like,
Smallville is the same thing. But Smallville had like a lot of seasons.
No, it was like 11 seasons.
Yeah. 11 seasons, but 1 through 5.
And then he got this suit in the last episode that she got him tight. The same thing with Gotham.
Yeah.
And then I didn't even like the Batman suit at the end of Gotham.
Yeah.
It was weird. I think the ads were weird on it or something.
Wait, that's what he ended up getting the Batman? I stopped watching after a while. After they kept kind of, we kept, what's the character that Jada plays?
Yeah, Jada Pinkett Smith, the one they made up just for the show.
Yeah, once he kept getting killed and brought back and broken in and out of jail, I was like, why is this character this important in the storyline?
Right, she's not even a real character.
Yeah, I'm like, what is going on?
Right.
Yeah, so
the show is low-key just about her.
Yeah.
Until we start time.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. I never seen the Gotham show.
But the Mr. Freeze, they just kept bringing her. I forget her name, but she was a big part of it for no reason. It's like, why?
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
The Mr. Freeze episode is dope, though.
Okay.
Because that focused more on the villain than on any of the other characters, which I thought was really, really cool.
And I gotta go back and watch that.
The Mr. Freeze one, I recommend that one. Okay. Because for real, that was like a little mini movie. I thought that was really dope the way they put that together.
Is
that
better than the fake Joker one?
Yeah, the fake Joker one was they showed him in the carnival, and then you didn't know who was Joker until the end.
Yeah.
And then he started laughing, and then that show was great. Yeah,
but they tried to say, that's not the Joker.
That was Joker.
Yeah,
that shit was fire. Yeah. I liked it.
So you're saying he's better than the Mr. Freeze one?
The Mr. Freeze one is as good, if not a little better, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, because it makes you sympathize with him, which is dope.
Okay.
Which is how it's supposed to be, not like fucking Arnold talk about everybody chill. Freezes everybody.
I have to take my wife. Right? That was the whole thing. His wife was dying of cancer, and he went to the freezer. She probably wanted to go.
Probably,
Yo, that's so funny. They talk about that they want Bryan Cranston to play Mr. Freeze for the sequel.
Oh no.
Mm.
What would he do?
I feel like I just feel like Mr. Freeze doesn't fit in that.
It's not a bulky Mr. Freeze. Like, I still like the Arnold Mr.
Absolutely.
Freeze.
Right.
So from now, that's the only way I see Mr. Freeze.
From a casting director standpoint, I could honestly say if I wanted to cast somebody that had a robotic tone when they spoke, and the last role that he had before that was literally playing a Terminator, I would be like, oh, hey, he's brolic, and he fucking played a robot, has a monotone fucking voice, and he could be intimidated. Yeah, let's fucking cast. The script for him should have been better.
Yeah.
That's all that happened there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that one, they made that one, those Batmans were campy on purpose.
Super.
It was super campy.
Right.
You know?
Right. Like a Christopher Nolan would have directed it, it would have been different.
Yeah, you got like an emo Mr. Freeze.
Exactly.
Right.
No, Christopher Nolan doesn't really do emo.
Crying fucking.
Yeah.
No, but he does dark. He does dark,
but he's really good at like developing characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Bane wasn't emo, right? Christopher Nolan did that. Bane wasn't emo at all.
Bane was cool.
I like Bane.
But I kind of wanted to see the fucking the steroids. That's what Bane is.
That's
what's gonna be like the final fight with him.
Yeah,
that's what I thought too.
But I guess the mask is supposed to be that. It's supposed to give him.
You see what I'm saying? It's like
the boots of oxygen shit, whatever is in that mask is supposed to be right. But then when he got knocked off, he was a little bitch about it.
That is true.
And it was kind of corny because his ending was kind of corny.
Oh yeah, didn't Catwoman just kind of charge him with the motorcycle?
Yeah. He didn't have like this.
They did the same thing with Riddler.
And look, would he try to stop from happening, still happen. The stadium still flooded. Some people still kind of died.
I mean, they got
Falcone still got shot.
That's true.
What did he do?
That's true.
Everything they tried to stop from happening.
Right.
Everybody died.
He's dead, but we can easily.
He just showed up later.
That's true.
That's his flaw.
So his flaw is that
he's
dead. He's not strong.
Basically.
Yeah. Because that's why this one don't make sense to me, because he didn't stop shit from happening.
Right.
At least the other ones, like, he stopped shit. The city from like being destroyed. The city was still destroyed.
That was still destroyed.
That is true.
Yeah. Right. Bro.
The city's underwater.
Well,
Aquaman's gonna come in and help him in part two.
So that's why I didn't get it. That's why I didn't love it, because they made you watch all of this love story about him and Catwoman and all that stuff, and then everything he tried to prevent happened. And you're like, well, why are you a superhero? Like, there's no point for you watching.
Defund that.
That's the only thing I didn't like.
And then there wasn't even enough drama between Catwoman and Batman, how they're supposed to be. I feel like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard have more drama going on right now than Batman and Catwoman in that movie.
Yeah.
Which, that shit's crazy, no pun intended, right?
I haven't even up with that. If you get a woman to the point where she shits the bed, that's great. You gotta be having, you gotta walk on the or some sort of confidence.
You know what I'm saying?
To make somebody step outside of themselves that much,
right,
where they go, man, I'm gonna shit on your bed. They gotta squat. Like, it's not just like something you do quick.
You gotta order Domino's first, you gotta wait for the delivery, you gotta watch your tracker shit, and then you gotta eat the Domino's, and you gotta put it together with the Taco Bell. You gotta think about
it.
Yeah, squat.
Dude, squat, keep your balance on the bed.
You know what I'm saying?
Just let it rip.
Because I'm pretty sure Jerry's got a nice, soft bed.
Top of the billion thread sheet. Polynesian, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Goose feathers, everything. And now it's just it got pooped on.
Right.
Are you kidding me? And then you know they'd be coked out. So that shit was probably mad liquidy. Runny.
Got that seat down to the mattress.
You know what I'm saying?
But he's rich. He can buy another one. But you know me, probably like, yeah, nah. That shit gotta make you feel good about yourself.
Fucking Amber Turd, yo.
Amber Turd. Exactly. Exactly.
Crazy wild.
But then were they already broken up at this point, or did they continue going out even after?
I think they were still together when she shit on his bed.
Damn. That shit must have been
popular. That's even better.
That shit must have been popular.
That's even better. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's... Yeah.
Wait, was that after or before she cut his finger off?
She cut his finger off?
She threw a bottle of vodka at him and cut, like... The top part of the
street. Off.
Yeah, he had to get it reattached. Right.
That he loved that relationship.
Yo, they're the real like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but like for real, yo.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I heard they're gonna remake that movie. We already have the new cast for that movie.
Yeah, the new cast. They gotta just, you know, at this point they gotta recast Mr. and Mrs. Smith with, because I'm pretty sure Chris Brown looking at this trial right now, like, yeah, I would have been swung on that bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I think that Mr. and Mrs. Smith gotta be Amber Heard and Chris Brown.
No, Amber Heard and Johnny Depp.
You think so?
Yeah. At that point it's just a documentary.
I think
you gotta put the camera in the house.
And we'd just be watching a snuff film.
Yeah, it is.
Amber Heard it'd be a one-sided fight.
Should I watch the hearings? It's over now, though, right?
I think they're still going through it.
Yeah, it's a long...
Wow. Yeah, I didn't expect this to
be a
meeting.
What's the point of them doing this?
What I do know is that they have a petition that 300 million people have signed just to get her off of Aquaman 2 alone.
What?
Yeah. 300 million?
300 million.
That's like 12
Look at this. Why? Shit on someone's bed and cut off their finger?
Pretty much it.
They have nothing to do with these people's relationships.
You know what it is?
So what?
Yeah.
Like, that's their relationship.
It's the world knows that she's fucking lying, bro. She was mad aggressive, and that's
what...
She's abusive. No, Elliot,
I think what got people riled up was that Johnny Depp, she accused him of being the aggressor, right? With having
and then it comes out that he's there. I mean, she's aggressive.
But what happened was, is that he got taken off of Pirates of the Caribbean. We're going to make a new one, right?
What, 7? What the fuck
is it? It's like Fast and the Furious. So basically, he lost a Disney contract, which is like a multi-million-dollar contract, because she wanted to accuse him as the aggressor. And now the story's coming out that he has all these proof, evidence, tapes, recordings of her saying, yeah, I beat you up, I'll do it again, like in recording. You know what I'm saying? And all this like photo evidence and videos and shit. And now everybody's getting riled up, and it's like, well, hold on, now we gotta get her out of her movies, because how y'all gonna play Johnny Depp when he's innocent this whole time and missing a finger? Like, we gotta get him back in Pirates of the Caribbean.
He's missing a finger? They didn't put it back on?
Yeah, he put it back on.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if he put it in milk and then he went to the hospital. I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Maybe. But he was missing a finger.
Right.
Yeah, shit on his bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was going through it.
He's definitely going through it. Absolutely. Crazy, yo. Yeah, that's actually wow. Yeah. Well,
another layer to that, though, because before she accused him, she was writing the Me Too wave. So she put out like an essay. She was like, "Oh, my partner was abusive, blah blah blah." People were like, "Oh, Johnny Depp, you got to cancel him. Fuck that." And then that's how the whole thing's
part. But here's the plot twist.
What's the plot twist?
They're both actors.
Yeah.
So how do I know who to really believe in a court of law when they're paid millions to pretend?
To pretend.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you that right now. I know that answer because you can tell when after somebody talks to a fucking lawyer and then
dead serious. Like, you can tell that she got
the body language.
No. Like, she's smirking, talking to the lawyer, and then she's like, "Oh, this is the like, it's the part where I get sad now. I'm supposed to be sad in this one." Then she got her sad moment. You know, it was vivid from this one video that I saw. Like, it was like plain as day.
And also, Amber Heard is not really a good actress.
I don't know nothing about this case. I don't know what this lady looks like. All I know is she should have been there.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's cool.
That's pretty cool.
But what's the end goal? Are they suing each other for money? Are they, what
yeah,
is this?
Defamation, yeah. He's defamation. He's suing her for defamation.
And
I think she's kind of suing for the same, no?
Okay.
So we get to see these two Hollywood actors just have a fucking toxic relationship, and right, everybody's like tuned in. That's crazy.
It's crazy and very corny.
That's so corny.
Yeah.
I guarantee that FX picks it up. And
yeah, she was gonna be an American rock star.
Mind you, fucking children hospitals are probably getting bombed overseas at fucking Ukraine and shit.
Yeah.
And it's like more important things to happen that are happening right now that we could be covering.
Yeah.
But this is what's in the news right now is Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Yeah.
There's got to be some kind of distraction for a reason.
Absolutely, we love distractions over here.
Yeah, we do.
You
know? We do. Like Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian, Met Gala outfits from last night.
Correct.
Yeah. So what goes on in the Met Gala exactly?
Let's have some fun. Yeah, that's true. What goes in the inside? Yeah.
But we never really see
it
outside.
Imagine if it's like eye wide shut. Ooh, right. That'd be crazy.
My homie performed there not too long ago. This guy, Michael Kilgore, I shot a video for him. Phenomenal singer, bro.
Right.
Like, shout out to Michael Kilgore.
At the Met Gala?
At the Met Gala, yeah. This was last year, or 2 years ago, whenever. Before COVID. It was the year before COVID. And yeah, man, he killed that shit, you know? Yeah.
Okay, but
his performances.
So what did he see aside from the lizard people?
Shit, I want to be one of the lizard people. I'm trying to get the surgery.
Really? Here's some guilt right here.
Oh my God. Yo, I feel like we covered so much.
Amen.
And I don't want to hold you up.
I mean, yeah, it's 11.
It's 11.
I feel like an hour.
Together by Monday.
Okay.
Sooner if I can.
Alright, so I'll be in Boston the 20th. I'll be in Boston the 19th and the 20th. Let me make sure. Shit, just go to my website. Go to my website, MonroeMartinComedy.com or MonroeMartinII on Instagram, Twitter, and all that stuff.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Monroe Martin. Catch him. He's outside.
I'm outside.
He's outside.
I'm outside.
Right? Shout out to Anthony Limoji. Shout out to Elliot, Clutch Master of the Building. Right? Producer extraordinaire. Yo, we out here. It's the Juan Ayala Show, baby. Like and subscribe. Follow us. And we'll see y'all next time.
Peace out.
All right, Platano out.
Peace. I'm not kind of delegating the podcast. So I'm like, whatever y'all want to talk about, we can talk about. But yo, you really cool. I got to turn this off.
Yeah.